What's up, everyone? I'm Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients and colleagues help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable design in just a moment or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client slash colleague is none other than Daryl. Daryl, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Hey,
That's
I know
good.
this has been a moment in the making, and it's an honor to have you on here today. However, can you do me the honors of telling me who you are and what company you represent?
Well, I'm Daryl Crockett. I'm the art director, creative director of DC Design. We're a full service creative design studio here in Northwest Indiana, serving Chicago and Northwest Indiana. Our specialty is corporate communications, specializing in design for print and broadcast.
Okay. In a nutshell, you are basically a well-known design agency, basically, right?
Yes, we have established a footprint here in Northwest Indiana area and been serving clients for the last 24 years.
Hey, man, that's something to not speak so low on, like that's a big accomplishment. 24 years over, like that's a big thing. So hey man, that's huge. Like, can you tell me more about like your journey and like how you got to where you are today?
Well, I grew up illustrating.
Okay.
So I started drawing comic books in the 70s till I began doing my own comic book characters. I initially went to college to study theater. But art came so easily to me. I double majored for quite a while before I singly focused on design.
Okay.
After graduation, I initially designed elevator interiors for Otis Elevator in Bloomington, Indiana.
Okay.
And then my first titled design position was with Georgia State University
Okay.
in 1984.
Okay. Now,
And
I'm sorry.
go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off, sir. I just need to unpack some of that. Like, can you tell me a little bit more about like that's a lot you said within those three steps. And so you kind of basically gave me like a lot within your journey. Can you break down a little bit more about like your journey as far as like what drove you to be even become an illustrator and like more of that, if you
Well,
don't mind.
as a kid, I could always draw anything I saw.
Okay.
My uncle used to ask me, "You're always doodling. You're always doodling." So one day he looked over my shoulder, and it
Okay.
just so happens to be that day I was drawing a little short illustration of him. And then he realized, or he recognized, "Hey, this little kid might have a little talent."
Okay.
So he began to introduce me to professional artists. They were graphic designers at the time, but I didn't realize it. I just
Okay.
thought they were other artists. So I probably honed my early illustration craft through Marvel Comics. So
Okay.
I was a comic book fiend, and I drew everything. Every character I enjoyed, I drew them to the point where I would draw scenes from the comic book, and then I would take the same character and create my own scenes. From that, moving fast forward to my senior year in high school, and my father sitting down talking to me about what I want to study in college, I told him I wanted to be a theater major. And he
Okay. All
said, "No, son, I'm sending you to college to get a job."
right.
So even my parents didn't consider art as a lifelong pursuit.
Okay.
But after my dad realized that I was serious about art, then he showed me a different avenue. He took me to Standard Oil. He had a friend who was a designer, and all this guy did was draw gas pumps every day of his life. So my father took me in to meet him, and we sat down, and he taught me a little thing about graphic design, it being the science of art. In essence, art is very subjective. So if someone recognize your talent and invest in your future, then you become a fine artist. Outside of becoming a fine artist, the professional side of art is graphic design. So understanding that, when I initially went to school, I was a double major in theater and graphics. After my junior year in college, I realized that hey, I'm not going to go to New York or California and wait tables for 6 months hoping for a part in a sitcom.
Right.
So I need to refocus, secure my degree, and go out and start, my career. And that's what I did. So I focused on design. I got accepted to the BFA program. Upon graduation, my first job was with Bloomington City Magazine.
Okay.
I did ad layouts, story layouts, page by page. It was a small local publication, but it did give me great experience, and an insight to the industry that I just that you don't get going to class every day.
Okay.
Classroom education is great, but real life experience is a different level of education.
I totally agree, sir. I totally agree. If you don't mind me asking, like,
Okay.
when it comes down to it, like, man, like, I know the term graphic design is very broad. How do you personally feel when it comes down to, like, the term graphic design? Like, do you consider yourself a graphic designer, or do you try to use certain words to figure to define you depending on the job at hand, or do you use one word to define you all the way, like, I'm sorry, no matter what the job is?
Well, I view graphic design as the science of art. Everything that you put down on your page is there for a reason,
Okay.
and not because you like it or it looks good to you,
Right.
but more so because it communicates a specific message, it satisfies a client's objective, or it, lets you communicate visually to a selective audience. So myself, because I started as an illustrator, I worked on computer graphic systems in the early days of the 80s when it was a new industry.
Okay. Okay.
I've worked in educational institutions, corporate America, the private sector, and as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So I've got an insight into design solutions from a broad perspective. So for DC Design, we consider ourselves as an unmatched creative resource. Because myself and my production artists have worked on every type of creative project outside of live broadcast.
Okay.
And I've had the blessing and opportunity to work for in corporate America for a major company who had unlimited budgets, so I got to work on major projects that not only was local to the region, but nationally and internationally.
Can you give us some insights about working for this company? I mean, if you can't talk about it, for whatever reason, I
Well,
understand.
I worked for a Coca-Cola company, world headquarters. I
Okay.
started in the 80s and I left in 2001.
Okay.
I started as a production artist to shift supervisor to lead designer to associate producer. When I left the company, I was a producer. But all of the levels that I've achieved began from my creative footprint. And even as a producer, I find myself not being completely able to separate myself from the creative. In essence, even though I'm managing a number of projects and art directing a couple of other projects, I still keep my hands in the fire.
Okay.
My creative juices continue to flow. And if I allowed my employees and my corporate partners to do all of the creative, in one respect, I would feel lost.
I completely understand that. I mean, that's part of being an artist. Like, I feel like the way you started off is kind of like a big part of how you end. Like, so if you work on your craftsmanship, then you're going to always work on your craftsmanship. But if you don't, then you kind of like will lose it. You kind of, I'm not saying you won't get any better or anything like that, because if you have a gift or talent, then you kind of have a talent. However, though, if you don't work on it, though, you really do lose the passion for it. And it's so amazing to know that, like, that there are people out there like yourself, over after all the challenges and different things you're going through, especially as a black man in this industry, like that you're still going on, because I know it hasn't been easy. Can you tell me more about like what's it like now as a graphic designer within your company, and what things are you doing now?
Currently, we do corporate communications.
Okay.
We have a one of our strengths is corporate identity.
Okay.
So we do a lot of corporate logos and branding. My experience with Coca-Cola Company is heavy into branding.
Okay.
And actually, the phrase, the term branding, was coined at the Coca-Cola Company.
Hey.
During the 80s, Coca-Cola had 472 brand products worldwide. The term branding was started by Sergio Zeman, who was our director of communications and marketing at the Coca-Cola Company. And the term has grown to now being a having a foothold and a staple in our industry. I would say all of those experiences has gotten to me to be a creative professional with a large ear. And what that means is, regardless to all your talent, and regardless to all the guidance and your tools, if you're not able to hear a client communicate his vision and grasp his objectives, regardless to how good you are, you won't be successful. Not as a designer. Now, as a fine artist, you can create works that totally satisfy your desires. You can achieve a level of proficiency in your medium that stands alone. But again, that's fine art. And a lot of us have to die before our fine art gains any value.
Isn't that the truth? Like almost every artist that's ever become famous is literally, it's not until after years after they become well deceased that they, all of a sudden, oh yeah, they were well, way ahead of their time. And it's like they got all kind of documentaries all about them, everything. So I completely understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, it's unfortunate. But do you think though that's like what makes graphic designers so unique though? Because we do kind of teeter that line of fine art and, being a corporate. So like we have to be able to articulate it in a manner, and we also have to be able to make sure that it captures the goal at hand as opposed to being about us,
Yes, I've been in many creative meetings, and during the meeting, I might sketch something here or there based on what I pulled from some of the content we were discussing. But every project we begin, we have no idea where the project will end. We allow content development and guidance from our clients to get us to the end result. Information drives design, not so much our creative abilities.
I was thinking, let's see about promoting your brand a little bit more and seeing how we can be able to help today on today's podcast be able to, reach back and show how both clients and colleagues can all come together. Like I know you have your own design studio and I have mine, and we come together today for this podcast. And today will be a great chance for us to be able to collaborate and show that that artists do work together, and often more than you think. And today's a great example of us being able to be able to show what we can do together, as opposed to it being about who got what to do and what I can do and what you can't do. Like, there's the possibilities are endless, and I'm excited, man. So today's challenge, I was thinking about, I don't know, where do you stand in within a web design? How do you like where is your website as right now?
Well, my personal website, we are currently under production, under construction, getting a new face.
Okay.
And that's one of the blessings about being a designer. We have the opportunity and the ability to change our look and feel on a daily basis if we wanted to. Currently we're under production. I for a number of years, I designed sites for a web company and I had a no-compete clause. So DC Design did not offer web development services because
Okay.
under our clause, all the sites we did was for a existing web development company. So they contracted with us and did not allow us to compete against them. Which was fine with us because it was constant, projects day in and day out. Since that contract has ended, we've started offering web development, but we do not write code. We're designers. We want to remain designers. So we use templated software for web development, and or we bring in a program designer developer. And at the end, the only difference is site maintenance. We are not webmasters, and we don't offer any site maintenance. Once we deliver a product, then you as a customer either recruits, hires your own webmaster and or have one that you worked with in the past, or we can recommend a webmaster for you. But some services we offer and some services we don't.
Interesting.
And the other side of that is we don't mind collaborating.
Okay.
And we one of my principles of success is allowing the talent to do what they're good at. So I have no problem with winning a project and then sort of sharing the production of that project with artists who do a level of art different than the mediums we use. Every person we work with is better than we are. So we identify artists who have a skill set that's slightly different or better when it comes time to collaborating and working. We want to make sure that our work ethic meets their work ethic because we've been in those situations where the balance was not there. And that's a track that heads more toward failure than success.
Oh yeah, I understand. Like, you can't have too many. You gotta have hierarchy in anything you do, whether it be design or even when it comes down to the actual organization of who's in charge of doing what and things like that. You gotta delegate and you gotta be able to be understanding of, there's things that I can do that I know that I bring to the table. For lack of better words, that I'm ready to stand out to another designer or another artist. So I agree where you're coming from. At this time, I was saying, well, since you said all that about your website being under construction, I was thinking maybe we could just do for today's challenge, man. Let's see if we can come up with a fun looking creative landing page for your website within today's challenge.
Well, tell me what you mean.
Well, I was saying for today's challenge, on our podcast, we do a challenge usually here on Designing Last. Where we'll see if we can come up with a creative design that's memorable within a certain amount of time, and usually it's within 10 minutes. And today's same as usual, 10 minutes, we'll design a landing page for your company. So we'll come up with something within 10 minutes, and if you don't, hey, we'll have some laughs at why we tried.
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, so tell me the plan on this. Are we opening Photoshop? What are we trying to do here?
Hey, stick around and we're gonna figure that out right now. Welcome to the merchandise shop. I'm glad you can make it. If you see anything you like, have any questions, feel free to ask. I'll be right over here. Not literally right over here. All right, y'all. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and share the screen with Daryl here, so we can start today's challenge. Of on today's challenge, we're going to be designing a a landing page. Let's hope that we come up with a memorable design, y'all. At this time, let's go ahead and share the screen. All right, cool. So, Daryl, I haven't started this timer yet. I'm just getting everything situated. However, it's going to start right away, starting now. All right, man. So, let's get straight to it, man. So, what are you thinking about when it comes to a landing page for DC Design?
I guess right off a home page, so I'm seeing the logo. I'm seeing a few of our logo treatments.
Okay.
When it comes to graphic design, a lot of people initially first thing they think of is logo design.
Okay.
Not a book cover, not a movie poster. They think of, they see logos. So I guess initially, I see us, maybe logos diagonally across the top left, bottom right, of client logos that we've already created. And
Okay.
then DC Design logo center,
Okay.
maybe with like a treatment behind it.
Okay. But let's think about using the stuff that we have as of right now, because we only got 10 minutes. We got so little we are at less than 10 minutes now. So you only got 8 minutes literally. However, that's some great art direction. I understand where you're coming from, and as far as graphic designers, like some people
Okay, so
thinking.
you mean as far as so diagonal. So
Well,
let's
what I was saying is, as far as like graphic designers go, as far as people thinking about logo design when it comes to graphic design, I was saying I understand where you're coming from. Like, that's often, I would say, when it comes to branding, that's what people think of. They think branding, it automatically means logo design. And so I agree with you. That's all I was trying to say. And to go back on the design, what would you think about as far as like a background? Like, can we start with that?
I see multiple backgrounds, but basic, I see maybe a screen,
Okay.
balance holes, similar to a dot per inch screen in the
All right.
background,
All right, so you want
metallic.
to see a Doppler wrench screen. Okay, so let's use the tools we got. We can use the AI. Let's see if we can come up with a Doppler wrench screen to be in the background for your landing page. So,
How about I go get one right quick?
okay, well, if you got a image
But
or email,
how can I get it here though?
you just have to, well, that's why on the podcast it's always best, man, to do things as that's what we do here, man. We gotta do what we have, at the moment. That's one of the challenges that we have to
Okay, well,
work within.
let me send you right quick then.
Okay. What about if we
Oh,
did it this way?
okay, go ahead.
What if we use your logo? And what if we were to use your logo as the multiple different versions? Like, we could make it in different variations. What do you think that would could work?
I mean, for a landing page, yeah. So if we was using one logo, then because the view of the logo is from the top left looking down, I would put DC's logo, I push it to the bottom left corner.
Okay, so
I'm sorry, bottom right, bottom right, bottom right.
right. And now, when it comes to your background color, though, like, are you gonna keep it white? I
Oh
mean,
nope, I would I see, something like the screen, like a metallic screen,
like a gradient.
a gradient. We could go with a gradient for now. Yeah, we could do go with a gradient that gradiates from a deep red to a gray. So deep red center, gray on each end.
Yes, hold on. You know what? Come on. One second. All right. This, trying to get the gray that you want. That's more.
It could even fade to black.
Okay.
Black could be a little more dynamic.
Okay. And you said red. Is that a good red? Or you want more, is that more too?
Yeah, I would just take the magenta all the way up to 100.
Okay. There you go.
Boom. Yeah. And then I
You said
toss the
you.
red in the center, black on each end.
Okay.
And then for the red, open it up a little bit and then open it there.
More like that,
Yeah.
a little
And
bit
then
more.
let's go to the, yeah, go to that red color right quick and just add some black in there. And it should balance out the. Yeah, make the gradient a little better. Okay. All right. Boom. Okay. Now let's flip that on a diagonal right quick.
What this?
The background, yeah. Or just 45 degrees.
Okay, hold on. Get this out the way so I can actually work.
Yeah. Boom.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah,
Now, keep
bring
in mind,
some
man, we only got 3 more minutes left, man. So,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah. This landing page, no, yeah, it,
I know it's a challenge, man, but hey, that's part of the thing, man. Like,
Yeah, see, this
it's
is one
a challenge.
that, if I had pieces, then I could, do a 10-minute challenge and knock something
Right.
out like that.
Right.
Or, this one I probably would have tried it in Illustrator versus Photoshop.
Well, this is an Illustrator. This is Illustrator. That's why. So,
Oh.
yeah, this is Illustrator, sir. So,
Oh, okay.
I recommend, how about we put y'all a quote that represents the culture
Oh,
of DC design, something like that.
an unmatched creative resource.
Cool. Unmatched creative resources, right?
Yeah, creative capitalized.
Gotcha. Let me zoom in and excuse me.
Yeah.
All right, we got oh shoot, we only got literally 1.5 minutes left. Oh my goodness. I don't know if we're gonna beat the challenge. Creative unmatched
Resource.
creative resource.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to. All right. Unmatched creative resource. And that is a quotation marks. You got a font you want to use that you would think that represents the brand?
Jump to impact.
Impact. No problem.
Impact. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're making an impact today.
Yeah.
We definitely
And
making an impact.
boom.
And you think you want to keep it with the black, or you think you should keep it like what make me white?
Well, white with a drop shadow.
Okay.
Yep. And then if I'd have known we was going to do this, I would have sent you a illustrated version of the logo, so that background. that white square wouldn't be there.
I understand what you're saying.
And
I'm listening.
yeah, so now I would probably, well, it's white.
Okay, bam. That's why we got. Oh, that's time. Dang. Oh, man. Hey, man. I think we were onto something, though, man. I mean, you started to at least build it out. So, for what it's worth, man, I appreciate you even at least attempting. That may it goes a long ways.
So for what it's worth, something your audience can be educated by is when it comes to design, it takes a little more time because you want to have a vision toward where you're going. You might not know where you're going visually, but you want to have a vision, a message, a direction, so that this 10-minute challenge, those 10 minutes are not wasted.
Well said, sir. Well said. Because I don't think you could say it any better. Like literally, like yes, the time does not stop, and literally, like the time
Now,
does not stop.
if you change this into a, well, I know that might be, pushing it on a podcast, but a 15-minute challenge,
Oh no, yeah, we're not gonna change it, but I get what you're
okay,
saying.
yeah, if a participant has an idea that the challenge is coming, they might have a couple of things they can grab right quick. And make the challenge successful.
Really understand.
By knowing the tools you were going to use, I could have, sent some things in a different format that would allowed it to be, more successful.
I completely understand. But for the podcast, we really do try to show that we have to be able to improvise sometimes. You don't always have everything that you always need when you need it. And to make the best out of what you can. So for what it's worth, man, thank you. That was
No, my pleasure. My
that was
pleasure.
fun. And hopefully the other people can see that you know what you're talking about, because they see right firsthand that both of us working together as designers, that we take pride in what we're doing, and we know that we can't just design something like that on the fly, even though it doesn't take that long to actually start creating ideas. And that's what we're trying to do here.
True. True.
We're just trying to show, get the creative juices flowing. And with that being said, I hope that you all continue to keep watching the podcast and continue to keep on staying engaged, because we got some great things coming up, especially when it comes down to the new segment, especially when it comes down to our cook this segment. When it comes down to that, there's going to be some new challenges and new twists coming to the podcast, and we look forward to everybody who's been a part of it and participated so far. So continue to keep watching, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, and share. This is important information, because it takes a lot to be able to navigate this world of design, and you don't get it right the first time. Like sometimes you have to take time to be able to sit aside from what you want to be done, and really figure out how you're gonna get to that. Like and visually it's a little bit different than just saying, oh, I know I need to get to point A from B. I'm sorry, I need to get to point B from point A. Like there's other things that are coming along the lines with that. And hopefully with this podcast, you all get a chance to see just a little glimpse of that. We appreciate you all. So like I said, thank you. At this time, I want to take this moment also to talk to Daryl, like let you know, man. Not only is it therapeutic that we, we got a chance to collaborate, but I got a chance to learn more about you as a designer and how you think and what drives you. And it's cool to understand, as an illustrator, myself, that see that there's parallels there. And I appreciate you sharing that, a little bit more behind the scenes about what you do, so people can see you from another perspective.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for inviting me. I did enjoy this. This is like your question earlier, was this my first podcast? Yes. And I am can make myself available to help out in the future as well.
Thank you, thank you. At this time, I gotta give you your flowers, but I gotta do it the proper way. So, at this time, I'm going to now introduce to you our segment, the Death Pitch. However, it's gonna be a little bit different this time. At this time, I'm going to now give you the floor to talk to us and the people about what you did here today on Designing Labs and tell us your elevator pitch when it comes down to death here on Designing Labs. You got 30 seconds to do so, starting now.
Welcome. I'm Daryl Crocker from DC Design. We're a full service design agency located in Northwest Indiana, serving the Chicagoland area. We specialize in corporate communications, including but not limited to corporate identity, branding, communications, design for print and broadcast. Please give us a call and choose us because we are your unmatched creative resource.
That's it, man. You had just a couple words left at the end, but hey, pretty good elevator pitch, man. Thank you. You guys let us know. Was that a death elevator pitch? Was that a death pitch? Let us know in the comments. Thank you. You've done pretty well for yourself as far as being able to stand up to the challenges and I can't ask for no more, sir. Like, seriously, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
At this time, I want to give you your chance to be able to let us know more about what you got going on, any other things you got going on outside of design or just about who you are in general, that more people can looking forward to.
Well, we just finished a big project. We just completed a poster series for running on CTA 92 buses currently in the Chicagoland area
Okay.
for PrEPT, which is a pre imminent drug defense against HIV and AIDS. Meaning, if your partner, family member is suffering from HIV and AIDS, you can get a prescription for PrEP and start taking it, and it will protect you from contracting AIDS from a family member or a partner. And it has been proven 97% effective. So that's the latest thing. Just hit the streets 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We are currently working on two new websites as well. So even though the industry is slow currently, work still comes in. The phone still rings. Praise God.
Yes. Amen. Well, thank you, Daryl, once again, for being our special guest client slash colleague today. Like, Daryl's here with DC Design. Please look forward to to seeing more of the great, amazing things you have to do, sir. And I'll let you know, I'm open to being able to lend my services or my helping hand, however it is possible as well. Don't be a stranger, please. Feel free to come back as well to the podcast because we really do appreciate you here at Death.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Thank you. At this time, I just want to close off and let you everyone know this has been another episode of Designing Laughs. I'm Dev Dodd Devin. Stay creative, stay engaged. Don't forget to hit that like button, the share button, and subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. Until next time, peace.